Okay, I think we have Lynn on the line at 308-8867. Hey there, Lynn. Welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
Hey, guys. This is your Ohio listener calling.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
It's a brother.
Hey, we didn't have John Thomas on, so they could have exchanged.
Oh, no.
Well, I was looking forward to John because I heard yesterday that he was going to be on. I've met
him. Yeah, he was supposed to call us.
Yeah, Lynn orders the wild.
Oh.
Let's see, what is that mix? Firecracker mix.
Yeah.
For
listen,
Ohio.
The reason I called is I could have looked it up, but I thought other people might like to know. He didn't mention what the butterfly's website was. He mentioned Monarch Watch. Is that it?
Oh, man. Yeah, it's really an interesting website, too, because I've been there.
What are you talking about? Wild seeds?
No,
the
Monarch
thing
one.
Is on the butterfly wing.
Oh.
The butterfly's website.
Let's see if it says on your...
Now, you're a smart boy. You know they can't fly right with that one on their
wing. Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely. They go
around. But he mentioned he's going to check with Monarch Watch. Is it monarchwatch.com?
I think it's out of the... Uh-oh.
You guys got to get these websites now.
Uh-oh, should we go now? We
Yeah, can we have two on the line?
Yeah,
sometime?
I think, let's see. Hold on now. Can you arrange that for us, John, back at the station? That's okay. Conference them. Press that conference button, and we'll see if we can get... Lynn, hang on a second, okay?
Okay.
All right, John, the conference button ready to go?
Wow.
All right, so let's see if we can get John on the line. John Thomas is...
Hey, John, how are you doing?
I'm doing good.
All right.
Don't think you can leave. We'll find somebody to talk to up there. Don't try that.
Did you find out we talked to your son?
No, I didn't know that.
No, we called up. They didn't give us much hope we were going to get talked to you. So they were kind of like, I don't think I saw him this morning, but I don't think we're going to see him.
They said something about golf.
Something about golfing?
You got to understand, this is Oktoberfest weekend in Fredericksburg.
Uh-huh.
This is Tuesday, isn't it?
No. Now, so when I said Ryan, Jerry's eyes lit up. He said, "Oh, he's much better. Get him on the line."
Yeah.
Hey, we have. Speaking of this, we have Jerry's brother Lynn on, who has a question about. We talked a little bit about the butterfly release with Ryan, but he wanted to know the website that they track him. Let's see. Now, Lynn, are you on?
Yes.
Oh, man, this is weird now. We're all over the place. All right, Lynn, will you ask your question? We'll see if John can hear you.
Hey, John, this is Lynn Parsons, Jerry's brother. Good to talk to you again.
Hey, Lynn, you sound a long way off.
In Ohio.
I'm calling from Ohio. I'm the only
you may
one
have to holler
listen.
A little bit.
We'll repeat the question if once we get it. What's
okay.
I just wanted to know what the butterfly website is.
It's monarchwatch.org.
Okay.
O-R-G.
Well, when I was there last to visit Jerry, he didn't have the butterfly house. I'm looking forward to coming back and seeing it.
Yeah, are you going to be here?
Sometime.
Okay. Boy, I tell you what, it's going well. We've got a big tagging going on next weekend.
Yeah, and now John has the only one in 200 miles of here.
Very convenient.
After a strange incident happened to the zoo in the middle of the night. A big tree fell on it.
I talked to my buddy Martin Feather there at the zoo, and he said, John, he said, I'm going to come inspect your chainsaw.
Exactly, yeah.
No wind, no rain, no hurricane.
Just all of a sudden.
Fell.
That's suspicious.
That is kind of suspicious, isn't it? Now, John, did you hear me? You didn't hear talking to Ryan. Okay,
no,
now the deal on this tagging thing.
Like I say, it's Oktoberfest weekend in Fredericksburg.
Y'all always having some fest up there.
I know it.
Y'all about is festing.
Yeah. It's,
you festered.
Every weekend is a festival.
Okay. Let me get this tagging thing straight. First of all, where do you get the butterflies that you tag?
Well, we raise the butterflies.
Okay.
We do not catch the monarchs in the wild. We raise the butterflies ourselves. And this year we'll be tagging about 100 butterflies, 100 a day, 50 in the morning, 50 in the afternoon. And we put a little adhesive tag on the hind wing of the butterfly. And people can actually assist in doing this or do it themselves. A lot of small kids, we kind of assist them in doing that. And on the tag, it will have a number.
Uh-huh.
And that number... If that butterfly, and they'll get a certificate with that corresponding number on the certificate, and then we sex the butterflies, whether it's a male or female.
Oh, man.
And then we...
it's all about... Now, how do you do that, John?
Well, they have a
how
dot.
How can you tell?
Yeah, the male has a dot on the backside of the wings. It's pretty easy to identify. Oh. Even I can, as blind as I am.
I want to come up and get some close-ups of that.
Yeah. Well, it's pretty prevalent if you know what to look for.
Yeah, that's the way it is with everything.
Yeah. But anyway, they get a little certificate, and they dial in the website, and once the butterflies are released and keep checking, and in the spring they'll have their number correspond. If the butterfly is found, they'll have their number on, and they can give all the poop on where the butterfly was found. We had two of them found last year that were released from us.
And where were they found?
One of them in Sisterdale, and the other one in Burney. Went all the way down to Burney.
Those are hill country monarchs. They ain't going nowhere.
Why don't you get
them? They didn't want to leave the hill country.
No, apparently not.
Now, maybe you're getting, I mean, it's like you're raising your own, right? Rather than catching ones out of the wild?
Yeah.
Well, they may be the wrong kind. You got to catch some of them wild ones.
These are children that don't want to leave the nest.
We'll raise them and then turn them loose with the wild ones. And
then they got to follow the wild ones.
It'll be like the trout, you know. Everybody will know that these are just
tame
trout.
I mean, you need to get
trout.
One of them things like a carrier pigeon.
Yeah.
You know, those wild ones, they know where they're going.
Yeah.
Okay, but I have found out why they don't fly very far. I figured this out. Okay, now, you think of aerodynamics, John. You put a little deal, a little tag on that butterfly wing, right? One on the right wing or whatever.
Yeah, the hind wing.
Okay,
yeah.
Now, that no matter how light that is, that's got to mess the aerodynamics of that butterfly up.
Actually.
So he flies around and around. See,
yeah.
if you want him to go far... You put one on either wing.
See, I think they were just flying in a little bigger circle.
I know it.
They got to Sisterdale, a little bigger circle, a little bit, and just said, whew, forget about this.
And Ron said when you release them, they all fly up sideways, you know, because of that thing that's on one side.
Ryan didn't say that.
He did.
You put those words in his mouth.
So what the deal is, you've got to have them on both sides. Yeah, you people call me about this.
We'll put a fishing weight on the other side.
See, I mean, this is so obvious.
Well, all right. So Ryan did a great job, John, representing you. He talked about all the good food up there. He talked about all the packets of seeds that you could get.
And the clean bathrooms.
And we didn't talk about the clean bathrooms too much.
No.
That's John. Yeah, he said that's my dad's thing. You need to talk to him about that.
I told John when I was up there last week.
Yeah.
You and I were getting ready to call him out of reserves to handle this problem in New Orleans.
Yeah.
When those toilets stopped up, the first thing I thought about.
Get
John.
We got to fly John in there, airlift him, and then drop him in there.
He can be the
Listen, we were there. We were there.
Were you really?
Did Ryan tell you that we took a generator to one of our generators off the farm, a 40 kW on a big trailer? It's a big generator. We took it to the Mandeville, Covington area, and they were glad to see us.
I bet they were.
And I bet they didn't know about your toilet experience.
Yeah.
Covington got hit real bad, didn't they?
And yeah, they had a lot of twisters. It's just north of Lake Pontchartrain.
Yeah.
And, boy, I'll tell you what, it's real wooded there. And they had a lot of damage, a lot of tree damage there. And trees were over the houses. And they were out of electricity for about a good week before we got there. And then they just got it turned on. And my generator is on its way. Now it's in the Lake Charles area, so it's working its way back.
Yeah. Was it run a diesel or just regular gas?
It's a diesel generator.
Okay.
It'll run a good-sized house, and some of my friends from Louisiana are using it now in the in Calcasieu Parish.
Oh. Now, how do you do that? Do you just plug that into a socket or something, or have you got to have your house wired for a generator?
You call an electrician.
Oh.
No, you don't.
You just
mess
don't plug
that.
It into a socket.
No, you don't. No, you don't mess with that yourself. You.
Oh
you,
man.
You call an electrician. I know that.
You're so practical.
That.
We can do it, Jerry.
Okay, tell us about your big Thursday coming out.
Yeah.
You're coming down for the Person's Garden Club?
I am. And,
7 o'clock.
Larry Balzer called me and said that he needed some help, that you had talked about a month before, and
uh-oh,
they need to build the membership back up.
Oh, man, that'll happen.
So they're calling in the forces here.
Listen, as old as them people are, they need to build the membership up every week. All right, we'll see you there Thursday.
I'm going to be giving away some seed for, and I'm going to ask some horticultural type questions like, what is Jerry's favorite dessert?
Wait a minute.
No. Jerry will figure out some good trivia questions for you, too, just like he did us yesterday. Thanks, John.
Okay.
And Ryan did a great job representing you.
Hey, I'm glad.
All right.
See you guys.
Bye-bye. Hey, listen, we're going to say goodbye for today,
too. Yeah, talk to you later, Lynn.
We have run out. I think Lynn hung up on us.
Hey.
We have run out of time.